Hi, I'm Caleb Jordan for WKGC, joined by Dana Erskine. And the Visual and Performing Arts Division of Gulf Coast State College presents Collaboration. Art, specifically visual art, is often thought of as a solitary exercise, an expression of a single artist, a singular vision, a self-contained point of view. And while that is often the case, the artist in this exhibition chose to work in collaboration with other artists. Some work in pairs, other work in large groups or collectives, some came together to work on a specific project, while for others it's the only way to create work. Some projects are open-ended, and others are defined by a strict set of rules. The pieces on display in collaboration highlight the different aesthetics and modes of working collaboratively. The results are as different as the individuals, the groups, and the circumstances that come together to allow the work to come into being. We have one artist on the line whose contribution is really the one of the featured pieces in the marketing material for this exhibition. We have Xavier Nguyen on the line with us. Xavier, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your collaborator, Edvig Massart?
Sure. We both come from creative backgrounds. Edvig was trained as a decorative painter. So she was actually went to school in Belgium and then moved to the United States, where she worked down in Florida primarily, doing murals, faux painting for a range of really great, wonderful clients, and did some really wonderful work down there. And I come from a graphic design, illustration, and advertising background. We met actually in Miami. So we're actually husband and wife. So, you know, we've been together now 23 years.
That's a while.
So, yeah, it's been a wonderful trip together, you know. And actually, I mean, in the idea of collaboration and the idea of this show, artwork itself is, I guess, in some essence, you know, an extension of the collaboration that we have as in our marriage in another way. It actually started out as a way just to combine interest and create something together. But it didn't come about until about 8 to 10 years ago. Edvig has, since she's been a child, has been an insistent collector of beauty. I don't even know any other way to say it. But anything that strikes a beauty, small things here, small things there. I believe it all started when she was a child in Israel, and she would go out in the desert with her family, and they would look for mosaic pieces out in the desert. And I've been kind of fascinated ever since I was a kid with the body and the inner workings and just how we're all put together. There was an exhibit at the Science Museum in Chicago. I remember it very well. It used to be in the steps, in the spiral steps, but it was the sliced bodies. Where they had literally had a little woman and they looked like they put through a cheese slicer and then slapped her between, you know, panels of glass so you could see right through it. You know, as a child, I'd never even seen, you know, that was a, you know, you never imagined what the inside of yourself ever was. And so that just stuck with me, you know, and led to questions of identity, et cetera, throughout life. Then just together, you know, like with any marriage, it takes work, it takes effort. And we just really wanted to create something together. So it didn't come out as any intentional object. Edvig had a whole pile of stuff that she was taking photography of, that she was just collecting, that we'd end up organizing. And so we just started this collection together, and it sort of just grew out of the dual interests and out of the need and want to do something together.
No, that's excellent. I'm personally going through like a similar situation where I'm like, okay, now me and my girl have free time. What are we going to do with it? So finding a way like this to combine common interests and work on something together, you know, perhaps not with any sort of end goal in mind, but, you know, as an exercise, that's excellent. So can you tell me a little bit about the collection, Heads?
Yeah, like I said, they started from those dual interests, and then just out of that, it turned into something a little more concrete with, you know, real direction behind it. Both of us, once again, each from the interest, you know, Advesia stems from Advesia's collection of objects and my obsession with, you know, the body and the mind, et cetera. But then you start to build in both of our artistic influences. I come from, you know, I'm just a real lover of surrealism. Advesia currently is an art facilitator for the developmentally disabled. So outsider art is a really big influence in our life. Those all started to come together just in this idea of the heads. The heads came together out of the ideas of our interest. And if you look at life, if you look at the heads in themselves, they are basically a collection of moments, a collections of pieces that are left behind. You know, each piece, each moment there probably has its own story on there, whether we know it or not. These are things that, you know, we just find in the street or on our travels or, you know, just in daily life. You put those all together. And even in the way we work, you know, we start just by putting the pieces around, laying them out in a certain way. They end up coming together to define the silhouette, the outline of the head. And then we go through the whole process of carving, et cetera, with it. But, you know, the whole idea of that is, in a way, just a fun, surrealistic exploration of how our own identities, you know, are developed. You know, what are we but a collection of experiences and, you know, genetics and et cetera that come together to build who we are. So that's probably the core idea behind it. But then just on top of that, just the nature of our relationship, the nature that they are heads in themselves, you know, and the fact that we'll build them each together, we generally just approach them just because of the nature of it. We each build one head at a time. So then you start to bring in these ideas of relationship and family, conversation. Again, and just because of the nature of how we work and what we work, you know, we're not really intended to say anything specific about it, but just to explore the ideas and see where they lead us.
Certainly. The how each of the found objects within a single head relate and tie and juxtapose to the other objects within the same head is an interesting facet, looking at a single piece as well, along with how each head relates and, you know, almost speaks to other things as you look at the exhibit. Mm-hmm. We have four here currently. How each of those as a unit, you know, makes you consider the variations on the theme and the variety of each of the objects. There's a lot to look at and consider with this collection, which, you know, not only
have a lot of stuff.
And, you know, y'all might make it to head 103 soon, but so one thing, and you've described it already, the collaborative process. How does that come between the two of y'all? Y'all both work on the same project, but do each of you take one head and work on it yourselves? You have one head you're both working on at the moment, or how does that kind of shake out logistically?
Yeah, it's pretty consistent across. Well, I mean, we each work on one head. It generally never starts with a concept or an idea outside of it. You know, again, we'd like to approach it almost as life. And then each person just starts laying out a head and then they build out individually, you know. And, you know, the fact that we have worked together in multiple other ways, you know, I used to help Advesia quite a bit when she was down in Miami as a decorative painter. adhesion is a constant sounding board for me for anything that I'm working on. You know, we already have a lot, a lot of the conversation and communication is already there, open avenues, as well as knowing where not to step, you know, knowing where the tender points are. So communication in some way for us is, you know, way more easy. And in other ways, you know, it's a, you know, it can, like any kind of relationship, it can be a little tender in there, but no, one person leads, but there's nothing done without the other person trying to put their input into it, of course. And, you know, as far as, actually, there's a little box here now as I'm looking, you know, we have the, we'll go through the little dibs, you know, so we, in the, Adige has her box of items that I don't get to use without her permission and vice versa. You know, but outside of that, it's all just, you know, go and work and advise with each other. Often, you know, it stays in that surrealist realm where it's just an idea that comes together. And then, but what it, sometimes it's often a little more wonderful. And I suppose just like the way we're people where, you know, it seems like on a certain person or a certain identity or a certain purpose comes about right from the beginning. You know, so they're really fun. They've never, and all the time we keep working on that same project, it's never gotten stale, and there's continually something new to discover within it. So it's been a wonderful project.
And I tell you, that's exciting, sort of seeing a glimpse of, you know, not only the surrealism of each piece, but also how they come together. And with a story like this, you know, getting an insight into how y'all work. It's an excellent thing to have talked about. Xavier Wynn, one of the collaborators on the Heads collection, currently on display in the collaboration exhibit. Xavier, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The collaboration exhibit runs through April 9th. The work is on display in the Amelia Center Gallery on the campus of Gulf Coast State College. Gallery hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6 p.m., and Friday, 10 to 4. And as always, admission is free.